Well, 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 welcome to the Uncommon Morning Radio Show with your host and magnificent man, Chance Lunsford.
Thank you.
Alrighty then. Listen, folks, we've got an astoundingly awesome lineup for you this morning. First, we're going to start off with a little soulful hymnal music, and then we'll move on to the interview portion of the show. Let's spin up Swing Low, in parentheses, Sweet Chariot, by, that's right, me, Chance Lunsford.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked toward the Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home, tell all of my friends I'm coming to. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. Motherfucker.
Woo! All right, thank you for listening. It's back to the regularly scheduled program, and you know, I've been making beef jerky recently. Got a nice gift of a Power XL air fryer from my father for Christmas. The cinnamon color, as requested to fit in with the tones of my kitchen. Yes, sir. And skimming through the instruction booklet for a moment, I noticed, hey, there's a recipe for jerky in here. Didn't use the recipe because it called for ketchup, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not putting no dang ketchup on my jerky. But I did a little bit of research, found a cool website, jerkaholic.com. Lots of advertisements, but lots of recipes, lots of good knowledge. Did a little skimming around the internet later for more things, and went ahead and decided to pull the trigger. Made 11 pounds of jerky the first time. Just made another 5 pounds after the first batch ran out, and you know, I gotta tell you, I couldn't be more pleased with the outcome of the jerky. It is just delicious, and now I'm gonna go ahead and put on the persona of a person I think might sound like a person who makes their own jerky. Well, yes, sir, see, what I been doing was, I done got me some meat, and I figured, hey man, the price of jerky is basically like doubled over the past 5 years. See, what had happened was, at a certain point in time, maybe 5 years back or so, jerky came in between 3.75 and 4.25 ounce bags, and it cost about $5 to $7, depending on the brand and the gas station which you was at. Then they started dropping the weight. First it went to 3.5, then to 3.25, and then the price went up. Right about 3.25 range, it went up another $1 to $2. So you was looking at maybe $6 to $9 for a bag of jerky. And see, then what had happened was, they continued to drop the size of the jerky, and it's down between 2.5 to 3.25, if you're lucky, ounces per standard bag of jerky these days, and it costs anywhere between $6 to $10 for a bag of jerky, depending on the brand and gas station you was frequenting. And you know what? Every time you look at that bag of jerky, you read the ingredients, and it's nitrites, and it's MSG, and it's sugar and brown sugar. It's like, why the fuck are you covering my meat with sugar? That ain't the thing today. So, see, what I done was, I got some Top Round from Costa Company, a.k.a. Costco, and I slice it up nice and thin, about a quarter inch, eighth of an inch, between a quarter inch and an eighth of an inch thick slices, and I marinated them for about 24 hours, and I chucked them in my air dryer at 160 degrees for between 5.5 to 6 hours, depending on the batch. Still trying to hone in the perfect time and temperature, you understand me? But I just been eating jerky like I was some kind of jerky fool, I tell you. And, see, point is, when you notice there's a problem out there in the world that you can fix by your own ingenuity and willpower, you ought to do it, especially when them problems have to do with the things that you're doing for yourself personally. You understand me? And so that's what I've been doing with the jerky and a great many other things. But the point is, that's an uncommon mentality, you see. That's an uncommon mentality, to notice a problem in the world, especially wise in your own life, and then to do some research about what you could do, and then to actually do something about it, to commit and follow through with the projected solution to y'all's problems. That's uncommon enough, but to reconnoiter later, to have an after-action report, and to measure upon metrics that you think apply most to the situation, whether you was a success or not, is another level. But y'all ain't hearing me because of this silly voice, I'll bet. Go back and listen again if you're really interested in an important key to success in your life. Now, I think I'm going to come back to the radio DJ voice for now, because I got to tell you, the traffic is terrific this morning. Almost nobody to impede my progress on the road. It is smooth sailing on this beautiful Thursday morning in January 21st, 2021. And what a year to be alive. What a day to be alive. What a moment to be alive. Now, let me tell you another little thing I've been doing, and it's also a challenge. I invite you to join me. Here's the challenge, and I'll revert now to a normal person voice so I can be a little more genuine about this one, because it's important. I have a group that I call the Uncommoners, and it's a place where I have conversations with interesting people, and I post challenges in the group often. And one of the challenges got sent back to me with an upgrade. And the new upgraded challenge, thanks to Caleb, is to write in a journal your morning prayer, which I then re-upgraded by challenging everyone else, including myself, to write God's response to your prayer also in the prayer journal. I've been writing God's response in mirror writing because I feel it's helpful to reflect upon God's message. But the challenge is, write down a morning prayer in a nice journal, a nice leather-bound one or a hard-bound one, something that's not just a crappy notebook or fall-apart situation, something that will frame your mindset to one of respect and care, because it's a nice journal. Bonus tip, get a nice pen. And then I want you to write a prayer. And then I want you to write the response as though you were God, and allow the divine will to guide your mind and your hand as you do so. Empty yourself of yourself and just allow the answer to come. Do it every day. And post a picture on your social media if you have one, or just take time to reflect upon it either way, and think about the things that you have asked for and sought and shown gratitude for, and the message that has been delivered to you. Don't put too much thought into whether it is God or not. it's just accessing the part of you that delivers messages which feel like they're from God, and it's an important part of you to exercise. If they guide you to the correct path, the path of righteousness, then it must be from God anyway, right? And if they do not, you need to clarify that voice, your conscience, you know, the gift of the knowledge of right and wrong. If we're going to be imperfect, we might as well know about it. It's the only way to make corrections. But that's the challenge. Do it. If you know where I'm at on social media, post receipts. Show me you're doing it. I'll cheer you on. And with that, we're back to the radio show Uncommon in the Morning. It has no set name, I just called it that this time. In fact, it's not always in the morning, and it's not always such a wild variety show, but I'm going to go ahead and leave you off with one more song. But before I do, I just want to say, have a wonderful day. Look for your blessings everywhere your eyes point. Try to find the gratitude within so that you can see it without. And party on, man. Okay, and to take us out, here's me with a song by First Aid Kit called My Silver Lining. I don't want to wait anymore, I'm tired of looking for answers. Take me someplace where there's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on, whoa, no, I gotta go. No starting over, no new beginnings, time races on. I just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, is coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right when it's wrong. Try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice calling, calling out for me. These shackles are made in an attempt to be free. Being for ease, being for love, I won't take the easy road. Man, I would have sang more, but I totally lost my tune right here. I totally lost my tune right there. Maybe I'll just sing one more line. I've woken up in a hotel room. My worries as big as the moon. Having no idea who or what or where I am. Something good comes with the bad. A song I never just said. There's hope and there's a silver lining. Show me my silver lining. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Show me my silver lining. Thanks for listening.